meeting with Dr. Colleen Hester, the soon, I guess, to be ex-president of McMurray College, as you announced your resignation this week. We haven't had the chance to talk to you about this yet, so now's our, I guess, opportunity to do so. Let me just first ask you, you know, I guess, about why you are stepping down. Can you tell me a little bit about this decision?
You bet. I'll be happy to. I would say, Jim, that being a college president is kind of like having a family that you love. And when I took the presidency here at McMurray, it was my constant intent to help the college make positive changes, and knowing there would become a time that I would move on to something else or give the reins to another leader, that the college would improve under my sort of watch. And in fact, you know, it's done remarkably well. Our finances, our net assets are up by a lot. Our fair market value of our endowment is up over 125%. Our debt has decreased 90%. I could tell you all kinds of things in terms of our technology and infrastructure. When I came, we had phones like from the phone company with dials, no voicemail, and the large expense. We now have a VoIP IP internet service, state-of-the-art phone system. We had no wireless. Now the campus is 100% wireless, and we've got a, you know, improved portal and technology and teaching and learning. We had zero classes that were technology enhanced. Now we have about a little more than 90% of ours are. In terms of facilities, I wanted to make things improved, and we will be awarded at the end of this year over $2.5 million that we've used to do some exciting things like the elevator in Mack Hall and the auditorium improvements and putting in sprinklers in all of our residence halls, which had no completed sprinkler when I arrived. So I'm kind of giving you a think. I had some very clear goals to include helping us be more intentional about accreditation and student learning. We've made super strides there. And to make McMurray be attentive to metrics that shed light on the quality of an education. And the National Survey of Student Engagement, every single administration, I think we've got four under our belt. The scores show that McMurray is really superior to our peer group of privates, to the national peer group in terms of student engagement and faculty-student interaction and active and collaborative learning. You may or may not know, in November of this year, in 2014, collegecompare.com rated McMurray one of the top 20 colleges in the in Illinois, and in fact rated it third. I don't want to bore you, but what I'm, you know, we did a great job of responding to a horrible disaster with the flood, and now have a really great gymnasium. So in effect, to answer your question, when I started, I knew I wanted to make a difference in McMurray and in Jacksonville, and those are some of the positive changes that we've already been able to document. It just struck me it was a great time for the college to be able to search for a new president, and me, because I've got a couple more adventures in me for sure. I have been nominated for a number of presidencies. A couple of them I will make application to, and a few other opportunities that are exciting to me. So more like the convergence of the college being a great place to do a search to get another good person in to lead the college, and me being ready for at least one other higher education or other kind of professional adventure.
Okay. Do you need to answer that phone? That's right.
Oh, I'm sorry. My assistant will, and I'm sorry that it's through the speakerphone, so my apologies.
That's okay. Sounds like then you think that you're leaving on a really good note then.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's all kinds of ways that we can demonstrate significant progress, and that's what you want to do when you're actually at the helm of an institution.
Very good. I think you've answered my question. Just kind of wanting to, you know, get the the details on you know your decision there.
Yes, exactly.
And I guess what do you see as the needs of the school that need to be addressed maybe by the next president as you kind of look forward?
I'll be happy to answer that, but I'd love to take a moment because there's something I haven't given voice to, and that is, you know, while there's great opportunity for the college and me, both, there is some sadness. I love McMurray College. I love Jacksonville. The community has been so good to my husband, Jerry, and I. I can tell you I go to large cities and brag about our community because of the kind of connectedness of people and how people watch over each other. And every time I come back from Chicago, I'm so thankful for Jacksonville traffic, you know. So I think the thing I wanted to mention first and foremost was this is not easy. I really do love this institution. It will always have an elevated place in my heart and in my mind. And the community and colleagues outside the college who have been so great and who allowed me to work with them to help us make positive change. So I will miss McMurray. I think that, you know, I'll give you some of my thoughts. You might want to talk to our board chair, too. I think we have continued opportunities to help enhance the campus and its infrastructure. We've just completed some rough work of looking at our curriculum so that we could position McMurray for growth. And that was a tough job. It was completed this year. It was started about a year ago. Our faculty and our board all endorsed the decisions 100%. It positions McMurray now, and we have a bunch of feasibility studies going on, to help identify and craft, Jim, new majors of study that are going to position our students to get great jobs and to have economic and career kind of generativity. I, as an undergraduate, I was a philosophy major, and I loved it. It was fabulous. I will say now that the interest in the state and the nation in philosophy is at about 0%. Every 3 or 4 years, we see one. That's just no longer viable. People are looking at things like, you know, supply chain management and informatics and forensic accounting. And so, you know, I think that process has already begun to help identify very useful majors of study that are going to prepare graduates to get great jobs and to have viable and really good leadership opportunities. That is going to be, I think, one of the next kind of to continue that process and bring that about. You may know that the high school to college migration is decreasing, and it's expected to decrease by about 10% across the next decade in this region. So what did we do? Well, we actually looked at how could we communicate the opportunity to get a McMurray education to people who aren't geographically connected to us. So this fall we have begun 3 online programs, and before I mention those, and I'll be quiet and respond to your next question, I think it's important just to also tell you that in the strategic planning process and through the program prioritization, it helped the college, all of us, understand our strengths. And we have what colleges call core curriculum or general education that's shared by everybody who gets a degree. And our core curriculum, our general education, is really focused to help prepare our students to be effective learners, to help them enhance their critical thinking, to help them communicate more and more effectively in how they speak and how they write, to have a familiarity with great ideas and ethical insights and be able to apply this knowledge to new problems. That has been reaffirmed and protected, and we're investing in making it even better, that general education. And what I've been talking about with you just the last prior few minutes before that was really to talk about how we're looking at majors of study that really are well connected to the marketplace, to our region, and our country's need for professionals in the future. So those, you know, I think the two things that come to my mind are to continue to improve the infrastructure and the campus, and to build upon the work that's already been done to identify new areas of study that are going to lead to McMurray's long-term sustainability as a great college that's been here since 1846.
Well, I don't have any other questions. Is there anything else you want to add? I don't have any other questions to ask you.
Okay. I just hope that in what you air, you will communicate my gratitude to the Jacksonville area, the Morgan County area, to colleagues in town and economic development, to President Farley to Executive Director Jan Terry to people I've worked with in Jacksonville Promise. This is a great community, and it has been a privilege to work with you and to help make a difference. And I will always love the institution and the community and do my best, no matter where I am, to sing its praises.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate you talking to me, and we wish you luck on your journey in life.
Thanks so much, Jim. You take care. I appreciate you taking the time to talk with me.